Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, two teens from the northeast of England ignore the importance of grammar.
But only if you're from Malibu.
Basement again, dear
Absolutely.
Listeners.
The basement is cozy tonight.
And we got a couple of Guinnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Guinness.
That's correct.
Going here.
Mm-hmm.
Over at the Lenahan house.
That's right.
So that's appropriate, I think, in some way.
Very appropriate.
All right. So this you have found is Rockin' the Suburbs. You have found this podcast on your phone or boombox.
Radio dial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a show where I, Jim Lenahan, and
I, who remain Patrick Foster.
We talk about music.
Yes, we do. That's all we pretty much do, and we drink some Guinness.
It is. So I just turn on the mics.
Yeah, that's what we do.
A lot of times on the show, we'll talk about older music, stuff we grew up with, stuff that we appreciate just because it's great music. Maybe it's even from, it maybe even predates us as people of this planet. Right?
That's exactly right.
Stuff that we, you know, just have in our massive music collections.
That's right.
But lately, I don't know about you, at the end of the year, I really get into reading all of the best of album lists that various media organizations put out because there's so much music out there and I can't possibly keep up. I don't think anyone can.
No, we're not Ed, so we can't quite get to everything.
Friend Ed, yeah.
But, and I think it gets harder every year, Jim. Do you agree with me? Oh. Like, it just gets more difficult.
Completely. One of the things I noticed in looking at a lot of the year-end lists this year is just, it seems like how little influence major labels seem to have mm-hmm. anymore. There are very few major label releases that make any of these lists. Now, it's not saying that the major labels don't sell records. I mean, I'm sure that a lot of their stuff is, you know, is still popular. But what I'm trying to get at, I guess, here is that because there are so many independent labels now and so many other ways for people to get their music out that there's just so much more music available today than ever before.
I think it's a great point, Jim. And I think if you look at somebody like Chance the Rapper who doesn't have a label affiliation whatsoever, right? He just kind of puts his music out, you know, on agreements with streaming services and kind of gets it out there. And that's not necessarily the thing he's most worried about. He's most worried about his message and also performing and other things like that, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's many artists who just do that now.
It's funny because a lot of the artists that I've recently discovered, that's kind of like, seems to be the new model. It's like first just like self-record some stuff and put it up on Bandcamp or SoundCloud or whatever, and then build into a relationship with a label, you know, at some point, right? And then actually maybe...
Speaks to me.
Yeah. Anyway, if you are one of the people like us and maybe you're a little bit farther on in years and you don't like keep up with music the way you did when you were mm-hmm. a teenager or a 20 something.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to tell you about some of the stuff that we have discovered because it's been on these best of lists right? that you might like.
Yeah. And you know, it's so interesting now. And I think we were talking about this, but like you and I will sort of compulsively or obsessively read these lists and then just open our Spotify or one of our services and like add the album as a playlist. But back in the days, you wouldn't do that. You would write it down on a little slip of paper. I don't know about you, but I wrote it down on a little slip of paper that I carried in my wallet. And next time I went to the record store, I had to make a call on this record. Like, man, somebody said, you know, this Car Seat Headrest album was really good. It was on a lot of lists. Am I going to actually plunk out the $8 for it?
That is really the beauty of
it's
what we're able to do now.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you can just go through the list and you know, like, and I'll look at one of these lists and then I'll, you know, just go to Spotify and have it playing while I'm doing my work, right? And just do a new album that way. And what I find there is that's sort of like the first test is like, does it sort of capture my attention
mm-hmm.
or does it just kind of fade into the background?
Right.
You know, that kind
exactly. of are there moments that leap out at you?
Yeah. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're each going to play a couple songs here
mm-hmm.
that we discovered that were released sometime in the last year, but we didn't know about maybe necessarily until we saw it on one of these best love lists.
Yep.
And then you know, it caught our attention and we really like it. And now it's one of our favorites, right? So do you want to go first or should I?
I'd be happy to go first.
All right. Tell me what you got.
You know, I kind of highly anticipate these lists, right, when they come out. And one of the first ones I saw was, I think, from the BBC. And then eventually they all begin to blend together. But I think it was from the BBC or the Guardian, one of those two. And I read about this band called Let's Eat Grandma.
Really?
So, yeah. The thing, I don't know about you, Jim, but I know the phrase Let's Eat Grandma. Sort of like working in journalism and having a copy editing news lesson about the comma.
That's right.
Right. The
That's
importance
right.
of the comma, right?
It's one of those editing things.
Yeah.
Like if the comma's there, it means something different than
right.
if it's not.
That's right. Cannibalism versus asking your grandmother if it's time for dinner. Anyway, this band, and again, this is the beauty of this kind of thing. I know very little about this band. I know that they're twin sisters from Norwich, England. I know that they're pretty young. They're probably in their late teens, if not early 20s. And they put out a sprawling, kind of bizarre record. It speaks to me in many ways. And it's called I, comma, Gemini. So I don't know if there's some sort of joke in there, too. But it's just got a lot of weird, bizarre stuff. But as you said, Jim, it kind of passed the litmus test because I put it on, wanted to listen to it, and then just... you know, these moments would start sticking out, these weird kind of shards of sound. So it's very unconventional. It's not what I would call rhythmic, really, in any way. It's pretty chopped up. It's pretty avant garage. You know, it sounds kind of like homemade,
I
but
like
also,
that.
Yeah, kind of homemade, but also in a weird way. So one song in particular that stuck out to me was called Sax in the City. And let's hear a little bit of that.
Okay, we're going to come in where it's like kind of crazy.
Kind of
right?
in the middle where it really got weird for me, which is what I really appealed to me, yeah.
All
this
right.
is the first piece of the record that really jumped out at me. There you have it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, kind of captures the cacophony of the city, right? With the sound of the car horns beeping and sort of an incessant, you know, kind of rhythm. I don't know if that's actually a saxophone. It could be one. Could be a treated saxophone. It sounds to me like there's some scraped banjo in there. And their voices, obviously, which kind of dominate the track and a lot of reverb kind of bathing everything. And, It's really interesting to me, and a lot of the songs are probably, you know, in the 4 to 5 minute range, but there's a lot of cut and paste. They're putting a lot of these ideas together, you know, kind of making them happen. So I was attracted to it. I thought it was really different and pretty stark, and definitely kept it on the list. And I'll be watching out for what they do next.
That's cool. And the rest of the album, similar kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's similar. There are moments of sort of. Plaintiveness and you know, kind of mellow kind of sounds, you know, that are kind of late night songs, and then there's some frantic stuff in there too. So it's quite a mix. They obviously have some very eclectic taste. I don't know what kind of records they're listening to up there in Norwich, but
so take a quick break here, listeners, and then I'll talk about one of my picks from this year.
Perfect. You ever can't sleep at night?
Mm-hmm. That happens.
You know what I do?
Mm-mm.
I rate and review shows on iTunes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. You know what I would recommend doing first?
What's that?
Rocking the Suburbs. Rate, review. Five stars. Excellent review. Then, when you're done with that, make yourself a grilled cheese, glass of milk, go back to bed.
So the other thing you can do if you need help falling asleep, it's not listen to the show. That's not it.
That's the
it's
wrong
subscribe
thing.
To the show.
That's perfect.
Subscribe on iTunes
okay.
or hit the follow button on Audioboom. You get regular updates for the show, and you'll always have it there for you.
Perfect.
All right. And we're back on Rockin' the Suburbs. Mm-hmm. So, Patrick, you picked the artist Let's Eat Grandma for one of the albums that you've recently discovered from last year. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about an album that you were already familiar with. And I think maybe you tried to turn me on to this guy much earlier in the year. And I don't know, it for whatever reason, I just kind of ignored what you were saying.
Fair enough. Me. I think about a 50% accuracy rate for me is about good. If you pay attention to 50% of my stuff, I mean, anybody, you might get something good, but not usually.
So then I see this guy on numerous best of lists from the year. So I thought, okay, maybe Patrick was onto something here and maybe I should give him a try. And his name is Anderson .Paak. Mm-hmm. And the album is called Malibu. It came out in early 2016. I'll talk in a minute about what I like about this. Let's just hear a little bit of this. I believe was one of the singles, or maybe the key single from the album. It's called Am I Wrong? Voila. Voila. Yeah. I'm only coming out to play. Nothing more that I hate in this life. The wrong impression, I only have one to make. You can open your palm, waiting to catch a break. The cards will fall where they may. And what about me? I believe in fate. Huh. They wanna know where I'll be in 5. Huh. But what about today? What about tonight? Only one at a time. So precious. It's yours, it's mine. Only one at a time. My life. My life. Yeah. Am I wrong to assume if she can't dance, then she can't ooh. Okay, Anderson .Paak. Yeah. You're a big fan, right?
Love this. Love that song. Love this record. Just really fell in love with it this year. Gosh, it's got an incredible vibe. I can't wait to hear what appealed to you about this music.
Well, what I really like about it is what I'm always looking for, I think, is something that I can sort of latch onto because it has a certain familiarity to it. And then this song and through much of the album, there's kind of a, an older R&B/soul, I'd say probably R&B more, kind of a Stevie Wonder kind of vibe,
yes,
things like that, right?
Exactly.
That kind of like early 70s,
right on.
So that's one element that you want, is something that like, hey, I can relate to this in some way. But then you also want it to somehow move it forward and feel fresh and new. And I think this accomplishes both of those things, right? It's kind of familiar and surprising at the same time. I love just sort of like the production, the layers in there, but it's not overdone. It still has this great like vibe to it. You feel like they were just, having a blast recording this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anderson .Paak, apparently this is his second album. The album's called Malibu, mm-hmm, as Anderson .Paak. Before that, he used to record as Breezy Lovejoy.
Yeah. Did two albums something there, about
right?
that. Yeah.
I like his style in that there's some rap in there, but it's kind of like a lot of times this kind of combination of rapping and singing.
Yeah. Love that. And he has a very distinctive voice, so he can carry off both those things.
Yes. Yeah, right. So I just thought it was great. And you saw him live, right?
I did. I was lucky enough when we went to Austin, South by Southwest, he played a show. It was like a 5 o'clock in the afternoon thing. And it was great because he played the drums a little bit and sang, and also, sang and rapped in front of the band. And it was really cool to see him in a little space like that. I'm not sure if he'll be playing, based on the success of this record, if he'd be playing really tiny places and, unless he's playing a festival or something like that. And he's a guy who struggled a little bit to break through. He did some stuff with some other artists, notably Dr. Dre. But, the song I really love on this record is called Celebrate, because it really is essentially about, man, let's just live in this moment, because you never know what's going to come and what's going to go. And he was a guy who never thought he might make it and now has sort of made it. So I love the fact that he's appreciating that.
It's cool. Yeah. I just love this record. And this, yeah,
it's great.
It's the kind of thing you just want to have on in the house, not while you're working, doing stuff, but in the house and like, you know, crank it up and play it loud and just fill the house with this kind of music. Yeah. It's just awesome.
Absolutely.
And it makes you happy.
It does.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Kind of like a good warm-up record if you're having people over to your house. Like, this should be one you put on early to, like, get everybody kind of in the groove. Yeah. It's got a very kind of Inner Visions kind of feel to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Very cool. All right. So there are more picks that we have from these, from culling these lists. And we will be back tomorrow with two more picks on Rock in the Suburbs, which you can find on iTunes or Audioboom.
Mm-hmm.
And also, please tell us about some new music that you've discovered.
Absolutely.
This past year. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook. Both of those you would search for Suburbs Pod.
Uh-huh.
And you can also send us an email, suburbspod@gmail.com, or you can call our hotline. But I have to get that number because I don't yet have it memorized. And it is 612-440-1984. You have that part memorized.
I do. And the other thing I know about that number is that I believe it's 10 digits.
It might be.
I think so. That's the way I keep
when you add them
it.
Up.
Yeah, when you add them all up.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, each individual counting is one digit.
All right, so tune in tomorrow. We got two more song picks from 2016. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I remain Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you later.